Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And about 20-something hours from now, it starts Red October. And Hugh Douglas, good morning. We now know the opponent. And for the first time in the history of these two franchises, we're getting the Phillies and the Mets in the playoffs. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Let's go. Hey, I just want to say something real quick. You know, Hulk Hogan is a really bad person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, outside of what we already know about Hulk Hogan, I was getting ready to watch the Netflix thing on Vince McMahon last night. Mm-hmm. But before I did, I wanted to kind of get some feedback from what's going on. And Hulk Hogan was a bad guy. I don't want to mess it up for anybody, but outside of the stuff that he did with his daughter and the stuff that we already know about him, he was just a skeevy dude, man. And that's kind of sad because I was a Hulk Hogan fan growing up. And, you know, there are certain things that you hear people say and you're like, you don't condone it, but you kind of let it slide mm-hmm. because of the child. No, he was a bad dude, man. He was just an overall bad person, man.
Yeah, the Hulkster, not what he was made out to be. Hopefully, Hugh Douglas, the Phillies are what they were made out to be because we got ourselves a challenge on our hands. So the Mets win last night. Look, that was in it. They have shown a lot of ability this year to come back late in games. They don't die, and here they are now. And Hugh Douglas, we now have ourselves the matchup. The Mets are in town tomorrow for the NLDS. And I feel it. I think you feel it. I think a lot of people out there feel it. There is a sense of nerves. There's a nervous energy in Philadelphia right now for a couple reasons. One, the expectations for the Phillies coming off the bye.
Super high. Anxiety. A little bit anxiety.
There's all of that. There's a World Series or bust thing to this. Now we have to face a rival that we know very well. There's a lot of familiarity. And we can be real about it. The Mets have a look like the Phillies had a couple years ago, right? Where they're hot, they're underdogs, and now they play a division team and all that. And I will start off by saying I have nerves. Like I'm not nerve free. I have them. Like I have a lot of nervous energy deep down about this series and about how this thing plays out. But I do believe, like when I just like take a deep breath, I do believe the Phillies are going to win this series. Let me just start off with this. I believe the Phillies are going to win the series. They're going to beat the Mets. They're going to move on to the NLCS. The Phillies are the better baseball team. The Phillies are at home. The Phillies have the best pitcher in the series, and he is on the mound tomorrow. It's the best pitcher in baseball the last 2 months. On the mound tomorrow, and they've got him for two starts. They have the better bullpen. They are rested. Yeah, the Mets are coming in hot, and they're going to bring some of their fans down here, and we'll talk about that. But Hugh Douglas, where are you this morning? Because it's okay to have nerves. I don't think, like today, I don't want to, I think it's almost over the top and make-believe if we say nerve-free. No, there's going to be some nerves. It's the baseball playoffs. Mm-hmm. Even the best teams sometimes don't win. It's the baseball playoffs. I have some nerves. I'm not going to lie to you guys today and pretend I am 1,000% confident. But I am more confident than nervous. I do believe the Phillies are going to win this series. And Hugh, the more we get closer, and I said yesterday, we might as well just embrace this thing because this is adding extra juice to the playoffs. Like we're pumped anyway.
Yes.
But the fact that it's the Mets, I can't wait to beat that team. I hate the Mets. I've always hated the Mets since I was a kid.
Mets.
The stinking Mets. They're annoying. They have annoying players. Pete Alonso's annoying. The dumb grimace thing is annoying. I can't wait to beat the Mets. I do have some nerves, but Hugh Douglas, I am confident the Phillies are going to find a way to get to the NLCS. Hugh, first thoughts as we get Phillies Mets.
Excitement.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the matchup. I'm excited for the Phillies. And let's just get it going, man. Heard JT Realmuto talking about his interview this morning. He kind of echoed some of the same things that Ruben told us yesterday.
Yep.
Got to play small ball. You got to move runners, and you got to play good defense. Simple. Just keep it simple. I think this team is focused, and it's just exciting to finally figure out who you're going to play. I think a lot of times when it comes to being nervous and being a little timid like I was yesterday, it's all about because you don't know who you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know who we're going to play, and I'm excited for it. That game really didn't get exciting until like the seventh inning.
And then, boy, did it.
Yes. Whew. So I think that this team, the Mets, even though they're one of the hottest teams, they were playing off a lot of emotion, And when you look at the series that we had against the Mets, I know it was 7-6, but look at the three losses that we took. Out of the six losses, three of them was by Taijuan Walker.
That's a very fair point.
And he ain't out there.
No,
he's
going to be the same place I am tomorrow, in the stands, watching the game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Look, the stage is set now, and the Mets story is, you know, we know it now. They're hot. They have been one of baseball's best teams since the beginning of June. They've got some sort of magic carpet ride thing going on. I get all that. But here's what I also get. The Phillies have a Zach Wheeler. They don't, which is ironic because they obviously developed Zach Wheeler and he started with them. They don't have a Zach Wheeler. We have the best pitcher in the series. The bullpens, and we know the baseball playoffs come so much down to bullpens. The Phillies bullpen is way, way better than the Mets. I will take the Phillies bullpen every single game of the series versus whatever the Mets have out there. It's a better bullpen. I think this lineup is just as deep. They're pretty similar kind of lines, but we got Bryce Harper, and we have enough here with Schwarber and Harper to score enough runs to win this series. And I also think, Hugh, even though it didn't play out yet in the postseason, this is the one place home field advantage seems to still matter in baseball. It didn't matter in Milwaukee, didn't matter in Houston, didn't matter in Baltimore. This is a place where home field advantage matters. And if I'm guessing right on this, tomorrow is going to sound like a jungle. It is going to be a different kind of atmosphere there. And I know the Mets are used to it, right? They play a lot of games here each year. You know what the Mets have never played, though? They've never played a playoff game in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's going to hit a little different tomorrow. And I think that's the sentiment that everybody has when they talk about this team. It's different at CBP, and the people are going to be excited. I've never been to a baseball tailgate. And I don't know. I might walk through the parking lot just to see if I can kind of find one because I've never experienced one of those.
You'll find one.
Especially in a playoff situation. So, yeah, that should be pretty fun. Tomorrow's going to be fun, man. It's going to be super exciting.
It is. The nerves are there, but the confidence is there more. 215-592-9494. Get on board here. Let's discuss this thing. We'll talk through the emotions today. We got a lot of it. Nervous energy, confidence. I am confident they're going to win the series. Do I have some nervous energy? Yeah, I mean, I do. I can't lie to you guys. I do have some nervous energy. But I keep coming back to this. I come back to what I thought in spring training, listening to the Phillies talk. They've talked since spring training about winning the World Series. This team is built to win the World Series. They know it. I know it. You know it. This is the year for them to win the World Series. I don't have to sit here and tell you what you know already about the age of this team, about where their stars are in their trajectory of their career. We all see it. They're in their 30s.
In the twilights.
Father Time is undefeated. Everybody knows. Deep down, this is the Phillies' year to win the World Series. And I can't believe, Hugh, they would let the Mets ruin that.
Not the
stinking Mets. I know they're hot, but it's not going to matter at the end. 215-592-9494. The Phillies, I picked them to win the World Series in March. My mind has not changed. This team's going to have a parade down Broad Street in November. Now, is the road going to be, you know, lined up with challenges? Yeah, and I consider the Mets a challenge.
That's definitely a challenge.
That's a good baseball team. They've got a lot of mojo going, but the Phillies will find a way. 215-592-9494. All right, Kyle, and we know Kyle has he's been going through the emotions here. I mean, he really has the last couple days.
Yeah, he's been in his feelings.
Yeah, Kyle, where are you? As we now know, it is the Mets coming to town.
Yeah, I'm eyeing up the Schuylkill,
okay,
that bridge over there. Mm-hmm. I tried to fake it yesterday. I can't hide it anymore, man. Like, I'm not going to make it to Saturday. I'm so nervous. Like, all those things that you mentioned about how, like, this has to be the year, that's what's killing me. Like, we have everything to lose in this series. It feels like the Mets have nothing to lose in this series. And I agree with you. Like, we are the better team. We have the better pitching. All of that stuff. You know what, though?
Mm.
That might not matter. This is the MLB postseason. Like, we've seen for years now, none of that stuff matters. Like, anything can happen in this weekend, these two games at home, this entire five-game series. Like, we saw it last night. We saw it in the Mets-Brewers series. Like, the Mets don't die. I just, like, I don't know. I'm going through every single range of emotion in my head. Like, I'm trying to get excited. This is coming from a place, though, of, like, I just really, really, really want, I need them to win this series. I need them to win the World Series. And it's all just weighing on me. Like, the nerves are absolutely killing me. I'm sorry. I can't fake it.
It's all right. Listen, maybe we can get you out of this before 2 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. Again, we're not going to, like, beat you up if you're nervous today. It's okay. We're going to talk through this. We're gonna, as a show, come together and have some confidence by 2 o'clock. I have confidence. They're going to win this series. I respect the Mets. I respect what they've done. And Kyle's right. Baseball playoffs are weird. Weird things happen. But I keep coming back to this. They have Zach Wheeler. They have Bryce Harper. They have Kyle Schwarber. And the Mets, while good, Hugh, they're also, they got to be a little bit gassed here.
They have to be.
Edwin Diaz, who's their closer, has thrown 105 pitches since Monday. They used, I believe, the guy, I think David Peterson, their left-handed pitcher, was going to pitch tomorrow. He came in the ninth inning yesterday. Like, Hugh, they had to throw the kitchen sink out there to get to where they are now.
Yeah, that's a lot.
While the Phillies have been able to rest this bullpen, get Wheeler ready to go, get Harper a week of rest, like the Phillies, tomorrow at least, are in a good spot to get off on a good start.
Yeah, that's a lot for the Mets. And I think that that emotional roller coaster that they were on last night, that's a little taxing. Because that game wasn't decided to the end, really. I mean, it was didn't really get going, I should say, until the seventh
inning. I mean, it's one of the most dramatic postseason winner-take-all ninth innings ever.
Yeah, man. So I think that is going to take a toll. And then coming to town here, you know, having that day of travel, having a day off, but still.
Yep.
We just need to get off to a fast start. I think that's important. We can't – when you have a team like the Mets, I think it's important to put your foot on their neck early. And just try to get out to have some solid pitching, get them out early, and put some runs on the board early in the game, and just remove all doubt that they got a chance of winning this game.
Let's hear from John Middleton talking about how this team, this year, this group, is in a better spot than it was the last couple years.
Well, I think if you look at the 07 through 11 team, and you look at the 80 team, I think each of those teams, and I would say the same thing about our team, I think we've gotten better every year. I think this is a more complete team. The you know, roster from top to bottom is better. You know, we've kept the top, we've raised the bottom. The average is higher. I think there's experience matters. And Nick made a point about what we did in the offseason is we knew the players could do this, and the players now know each other better. They understand each other better. I think it's a more cohesive team today than it was in 22. So I think all of those ways. And look, this is a sport where the interaction between players is especially important because you're playing 6 out of 7 days with them, and so you're constantly with them, and I think that chemistry is really, really important.
Well, it is, and the Phillies have that now. They also have Bryce Harper coming off a week where he could rest that elbow, that wrist. He was on yesterday with the afternoon show. Here's what Bryce said about how he feels heading into October.
How are you feeling? You know, we heard about you're dealing with some elbow stuff, dealing with some wrist stuff, and got some time to rest it up. How is that?
Yeah, definitely been feeling it a little bit, you know, obviously in the second half. But I feel good. I feel ready to go. Mentally, physically, I feel prepared to start on Saturday and, ready to get this thing rolling.
Let's go. We're getting this thing rolling tomorrow. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Where are you? Confident? Nervous? Where are the emotions as we get set for Game 1, Phillies-Mets at Citizens Bank Park? We kick it off with Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy Red October, man.
Oh, we're here now. Now it's time, Chris. What are you feeling, buddy?
Here's what I'm feeling. All right, before I get into this, you got a warning. If you have high blood pressure, suffer from anxiety, or just plain soft, you may want to turn your radio down. Kyle. Tomorrow, the gates at the bank will open, and a sea of great fans will flood the stadium with red. We'll bring our passion and our energy to support our gladiators if they do battle on the field. Red Towns will fill the air and Wheeler crash the bus lineup. The bang of the bell will ring out as Harper and Schwarber launch bombs into the sky. We'll send a message to the league. We're sending a message to the world. The Philadelphia Fight Phillies are here. Lock up your women and children. We're in. We'll be a purple stain on the grass. We're here to bring Mr. Middleton Trophy back to the city where it belongs. Back to our home. It's red. October. Let's go, Philly.
Yeah, I need it. needed that. I needed that. Kyle needed that.
That was awesome. How you feel, Kyle? You good?
No.
Come on.
Oh.
Studio audience doesn't boo Kyle. 215-592-9494. Matt in West Deptford. Hey, Matt.
Dude, what's going on, guys?
Matt, what are you feeling, buddy?
Listen, bring them. Bring them. I was worried. I didn't want to face them. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was saying, hottest team. Listen, there's no better effing team to come in to send them home, them scumbag fans. I want the Mets. I ain't worried. We got to beat the best to get to the best. They are the one of the best teams now. Bring them. They ain't ready for the bank.
Well, Matt, I don't think they are either. Look, they're battle-tested, but they've never played a playoff game here. As many games as this team play against each other, there's a different...
It's a different atmosphere.
It is.
Like, no question about that.
A game in August, a game in July or May is not like it is in October.
No, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be intimidating.
Yeah,
That's the fun part about it.
Matt, tomorrow is going to be different. The Mets, for as much as they've played here before, they haven't experienced this.
Now, and listen, you could see yesterday, other than the ninth inning, all their hits was just Lindor. They've been playing every single night. The bullpen has to be tired. I ain't worried, man. Let them come in. Let them think whatever. There has to be 1 year. Both wildcard teams can't just keep making it to the NLCS, ALCS. You know what I'm saying? Something has to give. We're the better team. I am not worried. I can't wait till 408. I cannot wait. I haven't been like this for a while, but I am all in. Screw the Mets. They're scumbag fans. Everything about New York, F them.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. I'll tell you what, he's right about that. And I've thought this for the whole year when we've talked about the bye and the rust. Eventually, this is going to even out. Like this idea that the hot team, the team that had to play versus the team that had the rest, eventually the better team's going to start winning these series. And I think it starts with the Phillies. Now, we'll see what happens with the Dodgers and the Padres and the Yankees and the Royals and Cleveland and Detroit. We'll see what happens with the other series going on starting tomorrow. But like, it's not going to happen every single time where the team that plays in the wild card series keeps beating the team that has rest. The Phillies were better than the Mets this year. There's a reason for it. They have more good players. They have a deeper lineup. They're going to win this series. Now, is this going to be nail-biting? It might, Hugh. I'm not expecting the Phillies to go out and roll them three straight and we're dancing and celebrating by Monday.
No, not in three straight.
Yeah, this is going to be a challenge.
Not in three straight, but I expect some phenomenal things tomorrow because this is all that anybody's talked about all week long. You know, we had the simulated game that we played the other day. I should say they played the other day. Look at me.
Were you out there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I wasn't. Like I got a mouse in my pocket. That's what it is. I think they're focusing. That's all they're talking about. They know that they have to get off to a strong start.
Yep.
That has been the sentiment throughout this whole time off. They know what's being said, and they know what's going to happen if they do get off to a rocky start. They're going to talk about everything that Brad Snicker talked about last year, especially if it goes south. So you don't want that to happen. They are strong believers in the fact that rust versus rest thing that is non-existent. So they know that they have to go out there and prove the Braves wrong. It's a lot. That's a lot riding on this first one, man.
Everything. You know, the Phillies in their history, Hugh, have never won a playoff series without winning game one. Every single playoff series the Phillies have won in their history has been with a game one victory. I mean, tomorrow is crucial, and I expect Zach Lira to pitch well. Of all the reasons to have concern, doubt, wherever you are, one of them cannot be Zach Wheeler. The guy has been incredible. He had a tough start, I think it was the last week of July against the Yankees, and since then, he has just dominated. I mean, to the point where he put himself back in the Cy Young race, even though he looked like he was way behind Chris Sale. I trust Wheeler tomorrow. He's going to pitch well. And the other thing, he's got a little payback against the Mets. They let him go. And then, Hugh, when they let him go, their GM at the time, who's since long gone, but he kind of threw some cold water. Yeah, he's like, he had a half a good season. Like, basically, like,
he wasn't good enough.
He ain't that good. Yeah. And since he got here, he has been phenomenal. Let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's up, guys?
What's up, Steve?
So, you know, I think I called you guys on opening day. I gave my prediction, Phillies, Baltimore. That didn't go so well, did it?
Well, they both made the playoffs, but you're right. The Baltimore angle's over.
All right. So my concern is we got to get off to a hot start. We got to score early. And if we don't, you know how Arizona beat us with the sliders off the plate, high fastballs?
Yep.
They're going to do that if they get ahead. So if Kevin Long and anybody on the Phillies, Dave and John, Rob is listening, change the approach at the plate and play small ball and throw the home runs in. That's what they got to do. Small ball early, then throw in the home runs, get lights out pitching from the bullpen and starters. That's what they got to do to win.
Steve, I agree. And here's what they also have to do, and it goes what you're saying. Early in the game, don't chase. Take the pitchers.
No,
you know, take a walk. Because the Mets' bullpen is their weakness. So if we can get those starters' pitch count up and get to the bullpen, I think it'll work out. Like, early in the game, if they're throwing a pitch a little bit off the outside, just take the pitch, Trey. Don't swing.
Exactly. That's how Arizona beat us in 6 and 7 last year. They threw off the plate, and they got the big bats chasing. They made Rojas, Stott, and Marsh beat them. Now, this time, they got to think small ball ahead. Get on base. If it's off the plate, lay off of it. If anybody's listening on the team, coaches, take this as advice. Small ball will win this series.
It will.
Home runs will come in.
It will. Defense, small ball. Steve, we appreciate it, buddy.
That's what they've been talking about all week, though.
It has. Well, defense was a huge part of the wild card series. Even the game ended last night. That play by Lindor at shortstop was outstanding. The way he fielded it, and then he realized he couldn't, you know, toss it a second. He had to run himself, tag the base, and throw to first. Defense will matter.